Let me set the stage for you. Sceptred Isle, jewel in the sea, silver sea, England.
You got to rock and roll in a roll call way. You got to march with a Marilyn Monroe sway. You got to rock and roll with your old kick bag. But you mustn't ever mention her name in the mess. And if you want to know the title of this number, it's a Major Dennis Budnut rock and roll call rumba. Left, 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 right, left. Quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. In, out. In out. Pick up your gun, shove a bullet up the spout. That's a dance they do, from Madras to Pango Pango. It's a Major Dennis blood knock rock and roll called Tango. Oh, he dum diddle bloody ho, Bombay baby for a cha. Yum diddle dee do do do.
Stop that simple naughty record, that music. Stop it, I say. Stop it. Oh, stop it.
Oh, sodomy putties and sodomy tubby. Why, do me be the old eyes deceive me, or is it? No, no, it can't be. But yes, it is. It's me old childhood sweetheart, Spotty Minnie Bannister.
No.
The darling of Roper's Light Horse.
Minnie, Minnie, oh.
Bless my soul, madam. Oh, what are you doing here? Nothing catching, I hope.
I just came to put my bag full of money in the bank, Minnie.
Money? Money? Oh, Neddy, take Miss Bannister in a steaming love dance while I check her properties. Oh. One, two, three, four.
Gents to the left. Ladies to the right. All join hands. Turn it.
Bravado, bravado, what a voice! What a bank balance! I beg you, you gorgeous wanton, give me some small token of your love and I'll sing you a known military melody.
Oh.
Music, Maestro Ponky.
Right, mate.
You got to rock and roll in a monetary manner. If you want to earn a necessary tenor, take your pick while the picking's good. If you don't pick right, things will never get better. When I hear the tink of money, that is good news. It drives away the blood, not rock and roll called blues. So let there be always some cash for me.
That will be
mine. Send only 2 and 6 pence for a copy of this record. Oh.
Bonsoir, madame.
Oh, how'd you do, I'm sure?
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Good evening.
Monsieur, madame, welcome to the Bon Gourmet. You would like un table à deux?
Adieu. My dear good fellow, we've only just arrived. Kindly get us a table for two.
For two, monsieur, if you would kindly come this way, please.
Yes. And do stop putting on that ridiculous regional accent. It cuts no ice with me, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, monsieur, but I am French.
I'm sorry, too, but I didn't come here to listen to your problems. Kindly get us a menu.
A menu to the suite, monsieur.
Menu. Did you notice the revolting way he pronounced it? These wretched foreigners, they come over here, create unemployment, and then muck about with the English language. If I'd known it was going to be that kind of place, I'd never have bought you here, my dear. Oh, naughty, naughty. Sweetie Petey. There's a lovely girl. Yes, thank you. Well, what would you like, my dear?
Oh, I don't know, really.
I'm not surprised. All this rubbish all in French. I can't make head nor tail of it, I'm glad to say. Oh, don't just min about like that, man. Translate. What does all this rubbish mean?
Well, perhaps, monsieur, you would like to start with the hors d'oeuvre.
Yes, there is leftovers and garlic. No, thank you. Huh, a good solid soup will be more like it.
Well, we have a very good minestrone, monsieur.
You mean that Italian slop?
It is Italian, monsieur.
I'll have none of that. A lot of gigolos and wops all mincing about with olive oil on their hair. As we can see what kind of soup they'd make, can't we? Haven't you any decent brown Windsor? The soup of kings?
No, monsieur. But we have this delicious bouillabaisse au congre.
What the devil's that?
It is made from eels, monsieur. Very popular in my country.
Eels! Obscene French filth! Eels! Blech! It makes you sick to think of it, doesn't it, my dear? Trust the French to turn to eels. If you'd seen their plumbing, you'd know what I meant. Well, forget the soup. What else have you got?
Well, perhaps, monsieur, you would like to try our speciality. Tocinos del cielo.
What are they and where do they come from?
They are sheep's eyes in aspic.
Well, sounds good.
We serve it, monsieur, with a special sauce made from the blood of unborn goats.
Well, sounds delicious. We'll have some of that, shall we, madame?
A very wise choice, monsieur. They are the finest sheep's eyes in the world. Animals that have grazed on the highest pastures in the Sierra Nevada. Vada.
Spanish muck, is it? Dirty Spanish muck, eh? Nothing but beggars and archbishops trying to lay their greedy hands on Gibraltar. I refuse to subsidize bullfighting. Now then, what's this sparg stuff here? Sparag?
Oh, that is very good, monsieur. Spargel in Hofratsgemüse. That is asparagus, monsieur, cooked in butter and blended with delicate spices. Delicious.
Yeah, where does that come from?
We have it specially flown over by Viscount.
Lovely plane.
All the way from Bonn.
Bloody Bosch asparagus, is it? I might have known. As soon as you stop bombing them, they start selling you their second-hand vegetables. Now you pull yourself together, man. Have you nothing decent to eat?
Monsieur, perhaps I could recommend our chicken Maryland.
After what the Americans did at Boston, I don't forget that easily, sir. Have you no British food?
Oh, I'm afraid not, monsieur.
Yeah, we're being colonized. That's what it is, overrun. Oh, well, if we can't have anything to eat, let's have something to drink.
To drink, certainly, monsieur. No more what you like. We have an excellent Sauternes.
French muck.
Or some good Riesling.
Dirty German muck.
Some Spanish Rioja.
Dirty, rotten, stinking, filthy foreign slush. What about a glass of Devon cider, eh? Glorious Devon cider. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm afraid not.
Well, blackberry wine. That's another. Mild grammar. Blackberry wine, she made.
No, I'm afraid not.
What can I drink with safety?
Well, perhaps, monsieur, you would like a cup of tea?
Ooh, I'd love a cup of tea.
Oh, all right, then. Two teas. Well, thank goodness there's something English in this godforsaken establishment.
Oh, two teas, self panama, monsieur. Indian or China?
How dare you!
I went to school in Cheltenham at a fashionable ladies' college, where I learned what and acquired a lot of exceedingly practical knowledge. Reading, writing, arithmetic was positively mediocre, but we got pretty slick at the three-card trick, and we played a pretty hand of poker. We were rather weak at the Latin and Greek, but we worked with considerable fervor, and we had to cram for an English exam on Lady Chatterley's lover. I loved my school in Cheltenham, with a chestnut tree so shaded, and I now embrace all the charm and grace of a typical English lady. I shared a room in Cheltenham with a daughter of the landed gentry, whose most refined little one-track mind was completely elementary. Our marks in French and algebra were a series of disasters, but at forging checks or at SEX, we were absolute past masters. In the upper sixth we were studying form, and we put on the money with the porter. And at night the head used to tuck us in bed with an outsized whiskey and water. Let's give 3 cheers for Cheltenham, where the chestnut trees are shaded. When I learned of vice and all things nice, like a typical English lady.
Rain and more rain. Wet rooftops. Houses huddled together under a yellow blanket of smoke. Chimneys and more chimneys. Light spilling from rain-spattered windows onto dustbins, backyards and factories. Fading chalk on the pavements. The rope swing hanging limp from the lamppost. The shop. Boiled ham, Beecham's pills, air nets. The pub. A pint of bitter, potato crisps. A man's a small port, please. The faces. Old and knowing. Warm and young. Expectant. Disappointed. Tender and tired. The voices soft with northern vowels. Where love means everyone. And butties our daily bread. Football pools. Dali orchestra. And London is a foreign shore. Sunday, and it's hot. Closing time, 2 o'clock. Cushions on the doorstep. The smell of cooking from every house. The ice cream cart and the Salvation Army band. There is a warmth over everything. An embrace and a welcome. For this is the street. A special street. This is Coronation Street.
Bravo, my dear. Exquisite, enchanting.
Thank you, Papa.
Play some more, child.
Papa, I must speak first. Mr. Hobhouse is coming to pay a visit.
Mr. Hobhouse?
Yes, Father.
Mr. Hobhouse knows he is not welcome here.
Father, I am so distressed at the enmity between you and Mr. Hobhouse.
Has Mr. Hobhouse been making addresses to you?
Addresses, Papa?
Has he been paying court to you?
Court, Papa?
Has he been forcing his attentions upon you, pressing his suit?
Mr. Hobhouse and I are in love, Papa.
Ring for Ben, Flora. I wish to tell him that we are not at home to Mr. Hobhouse.
Oh, but Papa...
Do as I say, child, or by heaven, I'll ask you again.
You are so stiff, so unbending.
Ah,
yeah.
Ben, if Mr. Hobhouse should call, we are not at home to him.
All right.
Go on, Ben.
What?
Ask Mrs. Ben to bring up the tea things in a few hours, please.
You got it, mate. Oh, and by the way, there's a Mr. Hobhouse for you.
Show him in, please. Strange. I'm sure I've heard that name before somewhere.
Father, you will be polite to him, won't you?
Of course, my dear. Mr. Hobhouse is a guest. I shall naturally observe the normal decencies of ordinary, everyday intercourse.
Intercourse?
Hobhouse, for you!
Mr. Hobhouse!
Miss Surname!
Sir, Anton Hobhouse, yours to command.
Sir William Surname, honoured.
But of course, sir, I recognised you immediately from Flora's description of you. She's often talked of your stiffness.
I may as well tell you, sir, that before you came into this room, I had quite set my face against you.
Oh, but Papa!
Hush, child, let me finish. My daughter has spoken of you often.
Father, is he not all I told you he would be? Is he not fine and handsome and smooth and shiny?
Yes, quiet, child.
Yeah, go on, shush.
I must say, Flora, that your description of him by no means does him justice. He appears to be all that must please. I don't think I've ever seen so fine a head. Turn around, sir, that I might have a better look at you. Not bad. You have a noble thigh, sir. And I'll warrant you've wrestled in your time. You have a wrestler's hips.
Thank you, sir. They were my mother's.
I must congratulate you, sir, upon fine lineaments.
Sir, may I come to the business in hand?
By all means, sir.
Sir, I have come here, with your daughter's permission, to ask you, to beg you, for your hand in marriage.
I'm sure you got that quite right.
Sir, ever since I heard from Flora that she had a father, you have exerted a strange fascination over me. When she told me how gruff you were, how firm, how masterful, how stiff. I confess, even before meeting you, I fancied myself to be quite head over heels in love with you.
Heels? Head? Anton, what are you saying?
It's true, it's true. Oh, Sir William, if you do not vouchsafe me one word of hope, one syllable of encouragement, one indication that your sentiments towards me can never ripen beyond friendship into something nobler, something higher, something moister, oh. I swear I shall shoot myself.
Flora, leave the room.
But Papa...
Leave the room, Flora! Mr. Hobhouse, it was a very pretty speech.
You are a very pretty man, Sir William.
Oh, don't pretend with me, sir. You don't find me attractive.
Sir, I swear!
Oh, yes, you swear. You swear now, but what of the future? I'm an old man. My smooth flanks will soon be dry and flaking.
Papa! Mr. Hobhouse, I cannot believe my ears.
They do rather stick out, don't they?
It's a nose that baffles me. Ring for Ben, Anton. I think this calls for champagne. Ah, Ben. Yes. Ask Mrs. Ben to bring out the tea things now, please. Miss Flora and I are... All right. Oh, she's asleep. Flora!
No, Anton, Papa, you mustn't...
My dear, you've been asleep.
Oh, why, Papa, I had the strangest dream. I dreamt that you and Anton and... Oh, flanks and moisture and... No. Oh, torrid, torrid.
My dear, you've only been dreaming. You must bestir yourself, for Mr. Hobhouse is to call at any moment.
Why, of course...
Mr. Hobhouse! My darling!
My darling!
My darling!
Oh, you all know my wee brother, and his name is Joe McGraw. And he's likely giant, a fit for cloth, for he's mad about football. And he's got two black eyes already, and he's no fae his gub. Since Sir Joe became a member of that terrible football club. Oh, he's football crazy, he's football mad. And a football, it has robbed him all the wee bit since he had. And it would tag a dozen skivvies, his place to wash and scrub. Since Sir Joe became a member of that terrible football club. Oh, the first match he took part in, I was there myself and saw. Did two hot bricks for the goalposts and a tin can for the ball. And the provost of Glasgow, he was there with lords and ladies fair. And our joke ran out and he kicked the football 2 miles in the air.
In the middle of the field at Hampden Park, the captain says, McGraw, would you kindly take this penalty kicker, will never win the toss. So he took 50 paces backwards, shot off a the mark, and the ball went sailing now the stand and landed in New York.
Oh, he's football crazy, he's football man. And the football, it has robbed him all the wee bit since he had. And it would tag a dozen skivvies, his place to wash and scrub. Since Sir Joe became a member of that terrible football club.
Oh, his wife, she says she'll leave him if he doesn't keep away from football kicking at night time in his sleep. For he calls her Chairman Tully and other names a draw. Last night he kicked her out of the bed and he shouted,
it's a goal! Oh, he's football crazy, he's football mad.
and the fat boy has robbed him all the wee bits since he hadn't. That would take a dozen skivvies, his claims to wash and scrub, since Sir Jock became a member of that terrible football club.
Since you've been gone, end of the season, winter is here, close the play. I get no kicks walking down Savile Row, and all those chicks, they simply just don't know what it's all about. Winter is here, end of the season, and there's a fly in my champagne. I just can't mix in all the clubs around town. Now labor's in, and they are freezing my pound. You're on a yacht near an island in Greece. Though you are hot, forget me not, 'cause I will be hot by the time you return. Now you are gone, end of the season. Winter will come any day. Back in the scrum on a wet afternoon, down in the mud, dreaming of days in June, like your sister, who's little, terribly gay. No, not me, dear boy, the song.
End of the season.
Oh, dear, it's the end of the song.
Did I tell you about Damien?
No.
Damien down 112. Damien was in terrible trouble because people from the ecology, you know, the environmental people come round. And he was just off to the laundrette to take his wife runs down there.
Oh, yeah, I know. He does that every Wednesday, doesn't he?
No, not every Wednesday, every 2 years.
Oh.
He's been wearing his wife runs for about 2 years, you know. Mm. And every 2 years he thinks, well, you know, might as well get them cleaned up, you know, get a proper job done on them.
Get them scraped.
And precisely. Anyway, these people from the Ministry of Environment come round. And they said, excuse me, before you take these wife runs down to the laundromat, we'd like to inspect them.
Why not?
And he thought it was something to do with, you know, Britain going decimal. But it wasn't. And they looked in his wife fronts and, fuck me, they discovered this endangered species. They found the only two living examples of the barking toad.
The barking toad?
Yeah, everybody thought the barking toad was extinct. But no, there was two of them. In Damien's wife fronts.
Was it the Barkingham Romford toad or the...
No, it's not called a barking toad because it lives in Barking. It's called the barking toad because it goes woof. And they said, this is an endangered species. And they've been flourishing there. They've been flourishing there because it is exactly the right environment, you know.
Yeah.
Because they like it humid. They like, you know, plenty of humidity and... sort of body temperature, which Damien has, you know, his body is usually body temperature.
Well, if he's got anything, mate, it's body temperature.
He's got body temperature, I'll grant him that.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I've got these barking toads in my wife hands, what do I do? And they said, well, we want them to breed, and you'll have to keep these wife hands on for at least 4 years.
Yeah.
Because we're hoping these two toads will, you know, get the horn and... get in the mood and, you know, spawn some more.
But, you see, I heard that...
You know, he's hoping that they'd spawn in his socks and he has to keep his socks on for the next 2 years.
Blimey.
the man from the Environment Ministry, he thought the reason why these barking toads had taken refuge in Damien's wife France was because of the similarity of the bollocks that were hanging there in the first place.
Oh, they'd gone there thinking they could mate with the bollocks.
With the bollocks.
Fucking
shit. And indeed, they had been trying to mate with the bollocks, which, you know, Damien used to wake up in the night thinking, hello, what's going on?
Fucking...
It was barking toads at his bollocks.
Yeah.
But he's got to keep them in there for another 2 years in the hope that they'll spawn. And, you know, the spawn will trickle down to his socks.
Do you think it's possible that the barking toads could, you know, could mate with his bollocks? Because that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, then you get a species called the web-footed barking bollocks, which would be a new thing, wouldn't it? Web-footed barking bollocks. But still, if it's an endangered species, I say fuck 'em.
Right.
I'd like to see every endangered species wiped off the fucking face of the earth.
Yeah.
People go, they're all moaning on, they say whales are more intelligent than human beings.
Yeah.
Are they? Do you think whales and dolphins are more intelligent than human beings?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It says so.
Yeah, but they're not. Whales are fucking stupid. Can you mention one whale in the history of mankind that has had a record in the top 10? Can you? Can you mention one whale who's written the equivalent of Othello, Shakespeare, Health and Efficiency? They've produced nothing in the way of literature. All they fucking produced is a load of other whales, and all they eat is fucking plankton, and they call them intelligent. Can you imagine drifting along in the sea with your mouth open with a lot of fucking plankton going in?
Yeah, I can imagine that.
You'd like it, would you? Just drifting around in the sea, and you can't... They're such cunts, they can't even breathe underwater. They have to keep coming up the whole fucking time and spouting. And then some cunt comes on telly and he says, oh, the whale is being wiped out by mankind. Save the fucking whales. Well, during the war, did we notice a lot of whales rallying round and saying, save England? I didn't notice many down my part of the world.
Oh,
I didn't see whales coming up with the Union Jack saying, we'll fight the Boche. No, they're doing fucking all swimming around the fucking sea, sucking fucking plankton down.
The whales were all Nazis at the Nuremberg rallies, mate. They were all whales.
What, they were tried in the Nuremberg trial?
No, they were whales at the rallies. Hitler was talking to whales.
Well, that done make them more intelligent because Hitler lost, didn't he?
You, sir, do you mind telling me what you think about unilateral disarmament?
Well,
Do you think Britain should go it alone in renouncing the H-bomb?
George, speaking this thing here.
Yes, go on.
Well, I mean, there's not much I can do about it, is there? I mean, it's up to the government, isn't it? I mean... they started all this here atomic lark, didn't they? Well, what I says is let them finish it. If they started it, that's what I say. Let them sort it out and leave us old people alone.
Yes, but what are your views on, for example, the moral implications of nuclear warfare, if such a thing should ever come to pass?
Well, I mean, you only die once, can't you? I mean, it's like we used to say in the war when the Boche was dropping all his stuff. I mean, if your number's on the stuff what he's dropping, well, you keep smiling, really, isn't you? I mean, that's how we went and licked Hitler. I mean, we packed up our troubles and rolled out our barrels and all that sort of thing, caper.
I see, thank you.
And
how about you, madam? Do you worry about the possibility of a nuclear war?
Well, I just don't think about it at all. I haven't got the time, what with the kids and the shopping and all.
But do you think we should retain the bomb?
Well, I suppose it's all right in its way, if you like that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know much about it, I'm afraid. I can't say I'm fussy one way or the other, really. I mean, if the balloon goes up, it goes up, doesn't it? Why worry? I can tell you I haven't lost any sleep over it until now, at any rate. Ta.
Thank you. Now, you, sir, have you any views on the bomb?
Eh? What bomb?
Right. Madam, perhaps you could tell me what you think about,
I like it. Only my husband's on nights, you see. And it makes it terribly difficult if we want to... Well, you know...
When I park the car where it's dimly lighted, there's no cause to get excited, no.
You sure?
I'm a good boy. If my arm should slip around your shoulder, that's no sign that I'll get bolder, no.
You sure?
I'm a good boy. If I hold you tight, and I kind of think I might, don't be afraid of me, 'cause honey, I won't bite. If I steal a kiss, gentle and romantic, just relax and don't get frantic, no.
Why not?
I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy for you. Trust me, baby, I'm a good boy. Oh, don't go home. I'm a good boy. If I hold you tight, and I kind of think I might, don't be afraid of me, 'cause honey, I won't bite it. If I steal a kiss, gentle and romantic, just relax and don't get frantic, no.
Why not?
I'm a good boy. I'm not saying I'm a saint, and I'm not making out I am what I ain't, but I'm a good boy for you.
Why'd you make me cry when I think of you? Why is it always rain? Never skies are blue. Why am I in love but unhappy too? 'Cause you make me cry and I wonder why. Set me up, why'd you let me down? Why'd I feel alone in the heart of town? Tell me why my mind's going round and round. What a fool am I, and I wonder why. Love me now, won't you tell me why? Love is like a storm somehow, clouding up the sky. Why do girls go cry? Why are boys go blue? Are you feeling bad, like you ought to do? Why'd you make me cry? Don't you wonder why? 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 Why?
Right, here we go then. Right, here we are then. Right. That's it. Right. I'll take over now, boys. Right, I'll take over. Right. Here we go then. Leave it to me now. I shall get it in a minute. Daddy came home from work tired. The boss had been driving him mad. The kids started fighting. The dog bit him too. His dinner was nothing but warmed over stew. I guess it was then he decided, up to the rooftop he'll go. He was about to jump off when the kids started howling below. Oh,
don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the yard. Mother just planted petunias. The weeding and seeding was hard. If you must end it all, Dad, won't you please give us a break? Just take a walk to the park, Dad. There you can jump in the lake.
Keep it going, boys. Keep it going now. That's it. Nice and loud.
Don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the yard. Mother just planted petunias. The weeding and seeding was hard. If you must end it all, Dad, won't you please give us a break? Just take a walk to the park, Dad, and there you can jump in the lake.
Hello, 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 and what's all this then? What's all this?
Well, if you'll just calm down, I'll tell you. It's me, KBC, in tonight's Bit Slap. Goes to London, or somewhere nearby. I don't know where the hell I am. And, you know, driving on the left-hand side of the road, can't do it. But we still have lots of music. Most of the stuff tonight, you'll find, is of the singles nature. from mostly like the late 50s, early 60s. This was just in time for the Beatles to come along and straighten everybody out. You'll agree with me that England needed the Beatles, okay? Trust me. Anyway, starting at the top, we heard from the Goons, because, you know, the Goons. Blood Knox Rock and Roll Call, that was by British, was Kenneth Williams from 1959. School in Cheltenham, Cy Chin from 63. She was a big, big deal over there in the early 60s. Cy Chin, a Chinese national, but was a, you know, she was involved in everything, kind of like the Kardashians, you know. Coronation Street Monologue was Pat Phoenix from 62. The Proposal, that was Fry and Laurie, Stephen Fry, you Laurie, yeah, House, that was House, and Emma Thompson. Yeah, they were Fry and Laurie for a number of years. Let's see, what else do we have? Feetsball Crazy from Robin Hall and Jimmy McGregor. Let's see, End of the Season from Lance Percival. Dedicate that to the New York Mets. Endangered Species, Derek and Clive. Go ahead, I dare you to hear Derek and Clive anywhere on the radio. Can't do it. Stick with it right here at the Bit Slap. Okay, Why Worry? Peter Sellers from 61. Kipper, and that was the Clapham, some kind of dance, I guess. Bruce Forsyth, I'm a Good Boy. Yeah, who cares? Billy Davis, Tell Him. Who wrote that? Come on, quick. That's right, Ellie. All right, Why was Vernon's Girls. And Don't Jump Off the Roof, Dad, from Tommy Cooper. I love that laugh of his, don't you? Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, we got more crap coming up because, boy, we got a lot of crap coming up. So let's just put the hammer down and give you something you probably may have heard before.
Good doctor morning. Nice year for the time of day.
Come here.
And a down sit?
Certainly. Well then.
Well, I'm not going to bush the doctor about the beach too long. I'm going to come to point to the straight immediately.
Good, good.
My particular prob or buglum bear, I've had ages. For years I've had it for donkeys.
What?
I'm up to here with it. I'm sick to death. I can't take you any longer, so I've come to see it.
Ah, now this is your problem with words.
This is my problem with words. Oh, that seems to have cleared it. Oh, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Yes, that seems to be all right. Thank you very much.
I see, but recently you have been having this problem with your word order.
Well, absolutely. And what makes it worse is that sometimes at the end of a sentence I'll come out with the wrong fuse box. And the thing about saying the wrong word is that A, I don't notice it, and B, sometimes orange water given bucket of plaster.
Yes, tell me more about your problem.
Well, as I say, you'll just be talking and out'll pudenda the wrong word and ashtray's your uncle. Won't be strawberry about it.
Upset.
It's so embarrassing when my wife and I go to an orgy.
A party?
No, an orgy. We live in Esher.
Christ.
That's what I said. It feels like a bloody whack the diddler. Folly roll, fardy dar, lodi dodi do, fum fum.
Mr. Burroughs, this is no common problem. You are suffering from a disease so rare that it hasn't got a name. Not yet. But it will have. Oh, yes. This is the opportunity I've been waiting for. The chance of a lifetime. I'll show them at the Royal College of Surgeons. I'll make them sit up and take notice. Thripshaw's disease, discovered by E. Henry Thripshaw, M.D. I'll be invited on Call My Bluff and the merchandising of the E. Henry Thripshaw T-shirts. I'll turn it into a game. I'll sell the film rights.
A gypsy girl came gaily tripping by. She smiled as she went running barefoot through his cabbage patch. Her hair was long and black and she had fingernails to match. Oh, let let's play at hide and seek, the gypsy gaily cried. Now close your eyes and count to 20 while I go and hide. And if you catch me, I will let you steal a kiss from me. And if you cannot find me, I'll be right behind that tree. Caught her, then he kissed her hand, oh, he was very keen. It was 11 inches long, the biggest hand he'd seen. And as he kissed that hand, a thought into his mind was put. If that hand had been 1 inch longer, he'd have kissed the foot. He asked her what her lips were for as they sat by a hedge. She said they're there to stop me mouth from fraying round the edge. I want you for my wife, he begged, as eager as could be. She said, now don't be silly, what would your wife do with me? Day they went, Jack said, I am the happiest man on earth. The preacher said, well, pay me then and give me what she's worth. Oh, Jackie gave him half a crown. The preacher looked at Jack, and then he saw his bride-to-be and gave him ninepence back. Oh, Jack went off a-roaming soon after they were wed, but his wife, she got so lonesome and she went around with Fred. Oh, Jackie got to hear of this and said, it's time I stopped her. So he flew home by aeroplane and by helicopter.
There. Now what good's that done you?
Hello, my darling. I think the time has come for me to tettle down, and I want to ask you a question. Will you worry me? Oh, I'm all mixed up. Starkle, Starkle, little twink. Nothing wrong with me, I think. Though all my jums are wordled in a jam, I'm not as mad as Thinkle Peep I am. Starkle, Starkle, little twink. Don't know who is me, I think. I am so wob, I weaker when I walk, and fall so foolish when I talk.
I'm not a crady,
don't think I'm up the pole.
I'm a nut under
the Alco Foolance of Hinkle. Starkle, Starkle, little twink. I can't get a sleep of wink. Oh, little star that shines so high above, I'm all mixed up, cause I'm in love. I mean, we could have a piddle lace of our own, and hear the pitter patter of little ginger-headed feet. Mill you worry, Gary, how? Mill you farrier, don't think I'm up the pole.
I'm not under the alcofulence of Hinkle. Starkle, Starkle, little twink.
I can't get a sleep of wink. Oh, little star that shines so high above, I'm all mixed up, cause I'm in love. Mill you worry, no good, I'll have to mime it.
How dare you?
What a shame, she'd have looked lovely in white. Oh.
I got home the other night, and what did I discover? The law's been around again to see me younger brother. My sister's gone and got in trouble with her lover. I've had a blooming enough of it, with one thing and another. I should have listened to me dear old mother. She was a good old girl, God love her. Find a wife and settle down, she'd say. But brother, you know how it is, what with one thing and another.
I had a wash and shave, and I went round for Tommy Glover to ask him if he fancied a quicken down the golden plumber. He came to the door and said, me missus might discover. You know how it is, Arthur, one thing and another.
He carries the can, cause his old man ain't bothered a damn. He gets treated like a cow's son,
but let me tell you, Squire, I might end up in the fire if I ever get out of this bed. I roll myself a fag and make an effort to recover, but I've lost me tin of batter and I can't afford another. Now some moggies in the yard have started fighting with each other. I've had a blooming enough of it with one thing and another.
With a bit of luck, this could make the top 350. It's all happening, and I've definitely got a touch of the Frank Sinatra.
Hello there. Love it here in your London studios. Got the hat with the band arranged by Billy May, the coat over the shoulder and the glass of scotch. So let's cut this disc and make it a real ring-a-ding-dinger. Oh, very dodgy.
Missed the cue. I was thrown by that touch of the Nelson Riddles. Let's have it one more time. I'm swinging in the rain, just swinging in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain. I'm swinging, just swinging in the rain. The Gene Kellys. Ooh, it's all done with matchboxes. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face.
But we walk down the lane with a dodgy refrain.
Not dodgy, just swinging in the rain, in the rain, in the rain. The only trouble with these fade-out finishes is you never know when the record's going to end. And if I don't look a bit sharpish, ooh, down the hole in the middle.
Very dodgy.
There's only one way out. Righto, lads, into the big finish.
Swinging.
A dick a dum dum, 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 a dick a dum dum.
I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. Get a moving on the Buckingham beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real sweet girl.
Dick a dum dum, a 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 dick a dum dum. I think it down, down, I think it down, down.
I gotta go to Portobello, gotta sort of sell a little old antique or two. Blow it all on a Savaro suit. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real cute girl.
A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum.
Get a cute, get a pretty girl, get a pretty go-go girl and go boy. Saturday, that's about a day, gotta chat away to the girls you stop to stare in shops and boutiques. Lend me your fiver, I'll pay you in a few weeks. I'll take you to there, even better get a bus or get a double-decker to the town around. Stay aboard till the weather gets dry. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real shy girl.
Dick-a-dum-dum, woo! Dick-a-dum-dum, dick-a-dum-dum.
Get a car, get a mini car, get a mini go-go car and go, boy. Anytime that the day is fine, you can find a line of the boys who start to seek that certain real one. Lend me your fiver, I'll bring you back a spare one. I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. I gotta move on to Buckingham Beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real sweet girl.
A dick a dum dum, yeah. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. Woo! A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. Hey! A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a
Hi, said the guy as he passed me by. Hi, hi, in the middle of the street. Hi, I replied as I looked to the side, and I thought it'd be very nice to meet. How about a drink? Well, I started to think, but quick as a wink I replied. Wasn't very far to the nearest bar, and I was sitting on a stool by his side. I got used to the gloom and gazed around the room. If my head had been a top, you could spin it. I looked about and started to shout, it's nice here, isn't it? Hi, said the guy, don't be shy. Hi, hi, would you like to see my flat? Can't say that I was surprised at the guy, and I thought he'd be getting round to that. I started to think, but I had another drink, and thought, who am I to disagree? It wasn't long before we were standing at his door, and there he was fumbling with his key. I must admit he had a moody looking page. You really would have flipped if you'd seen it. I looked about, started to shout, it's nice here, isn't it? Hi, said the guy with a gleam in his eye. Hi, hi, would you like to see my bed? Hi, with a blush, I didn't want to rush and pretended not to hear what he said. I've never been a prude, and I think it rather rude if you leave when you're having lots of fun. So in a little while, with nothing but a smile, I was doing what I never should have done. We started to kiss. I must admit that this had me in a mood in a minute. I looked about and started to shout, it's nice here, isn't it? Well, it was nice. I mean, what would you have done on an off day with a big thirst? And he was such a dear little soul. I wonder where I put my handbag.
He was 6'2" at a door. When he twisted, did you go outside?
Of course we went outside.
When I hope you resisted, you over resisted.
Wait till I tell you what he did.
We didn't
what?
Oh, you know, kids.
Well, the night was kind of coldish and the stars were sort of bright, and he took me in his arms.
Oh, I bet he held you tight.
Oh, it was not like any other fella that I ever knew.
Yeah, come on,
no, I can't.
such a noise.
Did you go inside?
Of course I went inside.
Just like all the other boys.
Just like all the other boys.
Wait till I tell you what he said. We did.
Didn't what?
Oh, use your ears. Well, I put a sexy record on and turned the lights down low.
Come on, bet that got him going.
Oh, mate, you just don't know. He pulled me down beside him and snuggled up real near.
And then he?
No, he didn't. He just yodeled down the ear.
What did you do?
I thought if you got lick come join him, so I had a little yodel too. Ah, dear lady.
Standing around here waiting for this geezer. I wish he'd hurry up. A right darling like me and he ain't turned up yet. Wait till I get my hands on him. I won't half give him what for. Stone me. Here he comes at last. I bet he's got a right load of old took fall up.
Hello, darling.
Where have you been, my darling?
Well, to tell you the truth.
What kept you oh so late?
Well, it was like this, you see.
I've been waiting round for hours.
Yeah, well, I've got as far as the bus stop.
For you to keep our date.
Hang on a minute, love, I'm trying to tell you.
There's some lipstick on your collar.
Well, that's easy to explain.
Quite a pretty shade of pink.
You remember last night?
Turn around and look me straight in the eyes, and it better be a blooming good light.
Well, as I was saying, there was this birdsie waiting for her geezer.
Did your baby sister kiss ya?
Are you kidding? What would I be doing kissing me?
Just before you came away.
It don't be funny.
Did you think I'd never miss you?
Only you'd listen for a minute now.
Now what you got to say?
I'm still trying. You're not going to know what's out.
Was the bus you came on tired?
I've never heard of a tired bus.
Or did you have to walk for miles?
Is this weather you're joking?
Turn around and look me straight in the eyes, and it better be a blooming good lie.
Look, darling, I...
This is not the first time you've turned up late before.
Well, you don't have to rub it in, do you?
Lipstick on your collar. That's the last straw.
You're embarrassing me, darling.
Did she make you late, my darling?
She don't make me late.
What does she mean to you?
How do I know? I don't even know who you're talking about.
I can't go on, my darling.
Thank God. Well, belt that.
Thinking then. Maybe we are through.
Tell me she did not go on.
Tell me you'll forget her, darling.
Okay, okay, so I've forgotten
her. Tell me so I'll know it's true.
It's true.
Turn around and look.
You've got lovely eyes, darling.
Darling,
do me a favour, will you? Can't get a word in edgeways. Niggle, niggle, rhubarb, rhubarb, bunny, bunny. What's it going to be like when we're cut and carry? Do you think I want it to be late? Shut your trap!
Well, really?
I want to do it. Yes, very nice. Down on the corner every night. That's where you'll find me under the light. Watching the pretty girls pass my way. Hoping that one will be mine someday. I wanna hold someone, love someone, kiss someone every night. Tell someone my love is true. I wanna do the things that the big guys do. Why do they always pass me by? Why don't they stop when I give them the eye? Why don't most pretty girls ever see there's a lot of loving in a little packet like me? I wanna hold someone, kiss someone, love someone every night. Tell someone my love is true. I wanna do the things that the big guys do. I wanna tell them lies.
That's the big guys do.
I wanna treat them bad.
That's the big guys do.
I wanna break their hearts.
That's the big guys do.
I wanna make them sad.
Very nice.
Every day.
to someone new. I wanna do the things that a big guy do. I wanna hug someone,
yeah, yeah.
Love someone,
yeah, yeah.
Kiss someone,
yeah, yeah.
Every night, tell someone my love is true. I wanna do the things that a big guy do.
Like the big guys do.
I wanna tell them lies.
Like the big guys do.
I wanna treat them bad.
Like the big guys do.
I wanna break their hearts.
Like the big guys do.
I wanna make them sad.
Like the big guys do.
How about that then, doll?
I'll give it one.
You give it what?
I'll give it five.
That's the thing you want to know. If I thought you'd been signed musical, I wouldn't have asked you around here tonight. Give us my chocolates back. I've never heard nothing like it in my life. That's a good piece of wax, isn't it? It's out of that posterity on record, though. They'll bury that under a building.
Down the road there lives a man I'd like you all to know. He grew a great big marrow for the local flower show. And when the story got around, they came from far and wide. And when the people saw the marrow, everybody cried. Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. Oh, what a beauty! It must be 2 foot long or even more. Such a lovely colour, and so nice and round and fat. I never thought a marrow could grow as big as that. Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. He was leaning on the garden gate the other day and beckoned to a lady who lives across the way. Took her down the garden path and showed it her with pride. And when she saw the size of it, the little lady sighed. Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. Oh, what a beauty! It must be 2 foot long or even more. With such a lovely colour and nice and round and fat, I never thought a marrow could grow as big as that. Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. I mean me marrow. I've never seen one as big as that before.
Was giving me plates of meat and airing when I heard a nullabaloo like swearing. I just started to investigate when a Bobby Blue said, "Just a minute, you. Who do you think you're swearing at, mate?" So I said, "Me." He said, "Swearing." I said, "Liar." He said, "You're daring." I said, "It's a fight." He said, "Right." Then I got punched right up me ooter. I was waiting to catch a train last Sunday. Looked like hanging around the place till Monday. Felt like seeing if the train was late. Jumped down on the line, the train coming on time. The engine driver wore a look of hate. I shouted, "Help! I've broke me back!" He shouted, "Oi, get off the track." I said, "Why? You coming back?" Then I got punched right up me ooter. That hurts, oh it hurts, it's murder, I'm not kidding. I've been watching a little man recording. He's been waving his little stick all morning. He don't seem to like the look of me. Talk about a tough, "Oi, Rimsky Korsakov. Don't be such a flaming misery." He's going spare. I wonder why. He wouldn't dare. He's gonna try. He got a cosh. Hey, watch it, Tosh.
What a diabolical voice.
Then I got punched. Yes, I got crunched. Oh, I got punched right up me ooter. And that can be very, very nasty, a bop in the nut crunches. Well, walking about without your potato mashes, people laugh at you, don't they?
name is Tommy Cooper. I was sitting in my flat. I thought I'd make a record, so I made it. Just like that.
Just like that. Just like that. Not like this and not like that. It can't be left or right or wrong. It must be just like that.
I must confess I like my fez much better than a hat, because I think it suits me best and makes me just like that.
Just like that. Just like that. Not like this and not like that. It can't be left.
Now, Big Ears said to Noddy, come here, you little brat. Stop asking silly questions. And thumped him. Oh, just like that. Now, Dracula met this girl one night, and on his tomb they sat. She said, I do feel like a bite. So he bit her. Just like that.
Just like that. Just like that.
Thank you very much.
Not like this, and not like that. It can't be left, or right or wrong.
Thank you very much. Thank you. A kung fu chap who chopped a lot stopped housewife for a chat. He said, you want any firewood or chopsticks? Just like that.
Just like that. Just like that. Not like this and not like that. It can't be left or right or wrong. It must be just like that.
Columbus sailed off fast to show the world was round, not flat. He cried, I prove there is no end. Just like that.
Just like that. Just like that. Not like this and not like that. It can't be left or right or wrong. It must be just like that. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Not like this and not like that.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shout for Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feet off to get them feet off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea. And we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off. Need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
But as I got older, I started getting bolder. Now I'm feeling really proud of myself. The wind windows banged and the telephone rang, and in the middle of the night a little nightingale sang. But it's not so lonely when you know it's only a funny little fella with a frown. So small, he lives in the wall at the bottom of the garden where the acorns fall. And when the sun goes down, he starts on his rounds, just keeping an eye on me. The barn door creaks and the thorny owl shrieks, and in the middle of the night, a little bogeyman squeaks. When the north wind blows and Papachi doesn't show, I'm not so sure of myself.
Around in this lovely part of rural England, and wabble me quite nuts, this little furry creature appears to be singing.
I'm not a bat or a rat or a cat. I'm not a gnu or a kangaroo. I'm not a goose or a moose on the loose. I am a mole and I live in a hole. I'm not a sow or a chow or a cow. I'm not a snake or a hake or a drake. I'm not a flea or a wee chimpanzee. I am a mole. Okay.
Moda disco is the new sound. Everybody's doing it underground.
Just watch disco and mola skate round the disco. It's really great. I'm not a ram or a clam or a lamb. I'm not a hog or a frog or a dog. I'm not a bus or a hip on the bus. I am a mole. Okay.
Strange creature these moles. Dark glasses, great big woolly hat, clutching a bass guitar. It really is a funky little creature. And suffering squirrels, there it goes again.
Mola disco is the new sound. Everybody's doing it underground. Just watch disco and mola skate round the disco. It's really great. I'm not the goat that's afloat in a moat. I'm not the sheep or a fish from the deep. I'm not a wren, but just now and then, I am a mole. Okay. Yes, man, I am a mole, and I love it down here underground with all my really good friends in the forest. I am a mole, and I... Oh! It's really great down here. I love it, it's really magic. Come on, guys, let's move and groove. Let's really get down.
Underground. As for me, I'm gonna really get down with all these guys. Come on, fellas, I wanna shake me body line. I wanna move and groove my vertebrae. I wanna gyrate my hips. Let's make it really funky. This is the stuff.
I am a mole.
I wanna get down with all these lovely moles and all that kind.
kind of ting.
I rise at six and then I feed the chicks and I'm feeling lonesome and blue. And when I milk the cow, it seems somehow my thoughts keep straying to you. And as the horse and I plow the field nearby, your memory I can't erase. For while I walk at the rear of the horse, my dear, I seem to see your face. I'm gonna sow the seed of deep devotion, fertilizing with emotion, water it with warm desire, and then I'll reap the harvest of love. Yes, I was happy as a pig in spite of the way that you looked at me when I met you at the village dance. But you was in the ladies' excuse me at the time, and I thought I would never have a chance. But you let me walk you home across Platt's Meadow, and I knew that with you I should be a hit. Cause I got an old cow to get up and walk away, so that you'd have somewhere nice and dry to sit. I'm gonna sow the seed of deep devotion, fertilize it with emotion, water it with warm desire, and then I'll reap the harvest of love. Side by side we will take a ride in my horse and buggy one day. And when the daylight ends and the night descends, my horse will run out of hay. And I will kiss your lips, those tempting lips, the only ones that can thrill me. And I will hold you tight neath the stars so bright, if the wife ever finds out she'll kill me. I'm gonna sow the seed of deep devotion, fertilize it with emotion, water it with warm desire, and then I'll reap the harvest of love. I'm gonna sow the seed of deep devotion, fertilize it with emotion, water it with sweet desire, and then I'll reap the harvest of love. I'm gonna sow the seed of deep devotion, fertilize it with emotion, water it with warm desire, and then I'll reap the harvest of love.
All right, and as the sun sets on Benny Hill, pressing his luck and digging his garden, we will fade away and go back up to the top of the list. Okay, can we do that? Starting with Monty Python. That was Tripshaw's Disease, Your Problem with Words. Don't know where that came from, but I never heard it before. Gypsy Rock was Benny Hill from 61. Starkle Starkle, Little Twink. Charlie Drake, another big TV star in England, until a bad car accident really slowed him down like to zero. It's too bad. He was pretty good. I liked him a lot. That was from 59. One Thing and Another was Arthur Millard. That is the most modern recording tonight. That was from 1975. Swinging in the Rain, Norman Vaughan. Let's see, Dick a Dum Dum was Des O'Connor. Okay. It's nice here, isn't it? Was Lorraine Chase. Ooh, he didn't, from Jan and Kelly. It had better be a wonderful lie from Barbara Windsor. I think she was one of those carry-on girls, and you didn't mess with her. So, Like the Big Guys Do was Harry H. Corbett. The Marrow Song, Kenneth Williams. Yeah, that was filthy. You're right. Actually, no, it wasn't. The Ooter Song from Sid James. The Ooter Song, right in the Ooter. Just Like That, Tommy Cooper again. And Right Said Fred. That's where it came from. Bernard Cribbins from 62. Pukwudgie. Charlie Drake again. Mole in a Hole was Lenny Henry, and Benny Hill, Harvest of Love. Still pressing those turnips. Okay. Anyway, we got something coming up. We're going to go to London for a little bit, and then we're going to go home. Okay? So I'll see you next week back in the same drab studio with the same drab music. Okay? So have fun.
Swinger wants to make my scene. Swing in London, they call it. So come along and swing with me. Keep Michael Caine, the shrimp, John Lennon too, Trattoria Terrazza and Danny LaRue. If you call them swinging, come along and swing with me. I'll swing around and around all night. You'll never see Trafalgar Square shine so bright. Go to Economy Street, buy whatever you want, and I'll wear my way out. Merry Quant, it's my swing along, so come along and swing with me.
If all this sounds just a little bit silly, Danny walk naked down Piccadilly. That's my swing in London, so come along and swing with me. With seven buffers ringing in Buckingham Palace, you'll be my Robin and I'll be your Alice. It's my swing in London, so come along and swing with me. If you don't call me up on the telephone, you'll find I'm engaged to a Rolling Stone. In London we swing, so come along and swing with me. Come and swing with me. Come and swing with me.
Folks, what's first? A London pub will cure this thirst, and movie cameras all arrange for Buckingham Palace while the guards change. Visit Parliament next, and then photograph and tape record Big Ben, then all on the top of a London bus. Well, there's only 112 of us. When you're feeling down, 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 come to London town for you. Yeah, when you're feeling down. Topless waitresses here, is that true? I can't imagine that, can you?
How do you take your coffee, Mac?
Well, if it's all right with you, I'll have it black. When you're feeling down, 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 come to London town for you, yeah. When you're feeling down, 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 come to London town, you're poor, poor. Saw Piccadilly Circus, bit of a blow. It wasn't at all like a circus show. Not a lion, tiger or performing flea. Mind you, plenty of birds to see. When you're feeling down, 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 come to London town for you. When you're feeling down, 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 come to London town. These tourists shopping, they drive you mad. Listen to this one.
Excuse us, Dad, if we just stand and feast the ear on the cute, cute way you talk English here.
The shopkeeper says, it's not for me to give you lessons in history, but the English language, think back a bit. You may recall we invented it. When you're feeling down, 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 come to London town for you, yeah. When you're feeling down. Week in, week out, all the year, there's fabulous entertainment here. Of course, what I want to see before I'm through is the Beatles playing on a didgeridoo. Hey, yuck-a-pong-pong. If you bet on the boat race, lend an ear. I just got an inside tip off here. Next year, Cambridge will walk it in. That is, of course, unless Oxford win. When you're feeling down, 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 come to London town, boo, you hear? When you're feeling down, 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 come to London town. The whole world's almost standardized, but England's not yet decimalized. Those psychedelic twits will be pleased to see. We call our currency LSD. Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? Been to Soho to see the scene? Pussycat, pussycat, how did you fare?
I had quite a nasty experience there.
When you're feeling down, 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 come to London town, London town. When you're feeling down, down.